We're glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Time now for one of our regular features, travel news and travel tips. In the travel news, American Airlines has assigned 20 new Embraer E175s to Compass Airlines, which will start providing regional service under the American Eagle brand next year. American had ordered 60 of the 76-seat regional jets from Brazil's Embraer last year and had pledged to assign them to its American Eagle unit, which is now named Envoy, if pilots agreed to labor concessions. But after Envoy pilots represented by the Airline Pilots Association voted down a concessionary contract in March, American said it would look to place the jets with other carriers. Compass, a unit of St. Louis-based Trans-States Holdings, said in a statement that it expects to start flying the jets in the 2015 first quarter. The addition of the 20 American planes will increase the Compass fleet to 62 aircraft. As part of the deal, American could assign more E-175s to Compass as well. American is still considering options for the other 40 Embraer E-175s. That, according to spokeswoman Martha Thomas. She added that Compass won the 20 jets in a very competitive bidding process that included several bidders. Cramming clothes into carry-on bags may not appeal to everyone this summer, but the alternative could be worse, with checked luggage nearly three times more likely to arrive late in Europe than in the U.S. European Airlines damaged or had stolen about 9 bags for every 1,000 passengers last year, in contrast to about 3.2 bags per 1,000 travelers facing mistreatment on U.S. domestic airlines. The rate in Asia was just 1.96. Airlines worldwide have strived to improve baggage delivery in recent years, from speeding up security checks to identifying, quote, hot bags with short transfer times for immediate unloading. Still, despite reducing its rate of mishandling by 41.2% since 2003, Europe has lagged consistently behind other regions. In Europe, there are quite a lot of transfer operations going on. Budget Irish airline Ryanair, however, touts its good record, saying it mishandled a mere 0.36 bags per 1,000 passengers last year, probably because most of its customers take only cabin baggage or carry-on. A series of mergers in the U.S., most recently the purchase of American Airlines by U.S. Airways in December 2013, has consolidated the U.S. market to three major companies and a handful of other carriers. In comparison, more than twice as many airlines serve Europe. With carriers contracting different ground handling companies, transfers between airlines heighten the risk of mishandling. That according to industry consultant Robert Mann. Indeed, 45% of luggage incidents worldwide in 2013 occurred during flight connections. Passenger traffic also strains the baggage operations, and more travelers went through Europe than any other region in the year, ending February 2014, according to Airports Councils International. London Heathrow ranked the highest for international passengers in 2012, followed closely by Paris, Amsterdam, and Frankfurt within the top six. The Association of European Airlines said that strikes also contributed toward Europe's poor performance. Baggage handlers at Brussels Airport stopped work for 4 days in May of 2013 as they negotiated new contracts with cargo company Swissport, leaving more than 20,000 bags stranded. 2 weeks ago, a wildcat baggage handler strike erupted at Rome's airport. At least 10 sections and actions by baggage handlers and more than 60 strikes in total conducted by airport security, airline crews, air traffic control officials as well, has affected the European system in 2013. In the U.S., federal law prohibits officials in security screening and air traffic control from striking, and while baggage handlers may strike, they rarely do. So what should you as a savvy traveler do? Fly with fewer connections, stick to one carrier for the entire journey if possible, check that your bag is tagged correctly to your destination, and we've had that happen. The wrong tag got put on the bag, and if we hadn't noticed, it would have been going the opposite direction we were. Or just pack light and carry on your items. And finally, Thailand's military government has lifted the nationwide curfew, citing the absence of any violence and the need to support the country's tourism sector. Quote, as the situation has improved and there have been no incidents that can lead to violence, and in order to improve tourism, the curfew will be lifted in all remaining provinces. It had been in place from midnight to 4 a.m. in 47 provinces, including the capital of Bangkok. It has lifted the curfew in 30 provinces, which include the country's main tourist destinations, over the past week. And that's a look at the travel news. Sue, what do you got for travel tips?
You mentioned something that made me think here about one thing that we do, and I've been doing this for years, and it's come in handy, and that is to, on the computer, before you go, put the name of your destination hotel, the address, and the phone number. If a bag is lost, the airport will deliver it to you at that location. Now, with us, of course, we're not always staying in the same hotel. Sometimes we're in four different hotels,
right,
and, you know, even maybe go to another state. So I prepare a sheet, and I put it in the outside pocket of the luggage where it's easily found. Another thing that you can do is to take a photo of your bag that is being checked.
I would say that should be a must.
Well, it is, and you've got it there on your digital camera then. If it's lost, you can show them the bag, because when they say, well, what did your bag look like? Most of the people are going to say, well, it was this big black bag.
Yeah.
Do you know how many big black bags there might be there?
Yeah, and try to take a picture of an identifying portion of it, like what kind of wheels does it have, or did it have a strap around it or whatever, things like that.
We always put one of those padded handles on it, and it,
right,
you know, that really comes in handy because it's usually a bright lime or a bright yellow or orange, and it's easy to spot.
And your hand will thank you as you carry one of Sue's overstuffed bags through an airport.
Oh, yeah.
just saying.
That's why I buy luggage with four wheels.
That's right.
So you don't have to actually pick up a big bag. And that's another thing over the last couple of years that we have discovered, that the bags with the four wheels are much better to maneuver around. You don't have to actually drag a suitcase behind you. You just kind of give it a little push and it rolls along with you.
Yeah. Until the airlines tear the wheels off.
Well, that does sometimes happen.
Yeah, it does.
I just wanted to mention, too, a thing about acceptable IDs. We just talked to Bill Switzer, who's the director for the state of Missouri for TSA. If you go into TSA.gov, you will find a list of acceptable IDs that you can have. And most of them, I mean, you have to have a photo.
Yes.
And that makes a difference. But here's a couple you might not have thought of. A passport card, a DHS trusted traveler card, U.S. military ID, active duty or retired military and their dependents too, a permanent resident card, border crossing card, a DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, by the way, designated driver's license. Current.
Right. So my old metal Playboy club key is probably not going to work.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. All right.
Native American tribal photo ID. A lot of different IDs that you can have. Weapon permit is not an acceptable form of ID.
And nor is the weapon to bring along with
no
you.
No guns.
Yeah, just
not even toy guns.
Just don't, okay? You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we thank you for that. You may check out WTD Radio. Lots of new stuff coming up, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment as well. So it's WTDRadio.com. If you go there, you'll see our photos, some of our videos, some of the articles we write for local newspapers, etc., and a whole lot more good news coming up. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
And you are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.